My delegation had already articulated in its intervention under topic one its views regarding the applicability of international law to outer space, in particular the UN Charter. As is well known, Article 2.4 of the UN Charter prohibits the use or threat of use of force. Reaffirming the applicability in outer space of Article 2.4 and its general prohibition is a necessary element of any new development in the international normative and legal framework applicable to that environment. We need to move further, however. Any use of force in outer space would have potentially serious, persistent, and unpredictable consequences. Therefore, the legal barrier against it should necessarily be higher and stronger. As we have indicated in our intervention under topic one as well, Brazil believes that the principles of international humanitarian law, in particular those of precaution, proportionality, and distinction, are key to an understanding of why use of force in outer space, in particular through kinetic means, must be avoided at all costs. As the Chinese delegation has eloquently put it, war in outer space cannot be won and must never be fought. As regards Article 51 of the Charter, my delegation concurs with the understanding expressed by the delegation of Switzerland earlier in the session. Any resort to this right in connection with space objects needs to be understood in an extremely restrictive manner. In particular, it should not be used as a justification to attack space objects in response to armed attacks on Earth or to carry out preventive attacks against space objects. This OEWG has an opportunity to clarify these key legal concepts that are already enshrined in international law and chart the course towards future developments in the legal framework applicable to outer space. Doing so will bring us closer to the objective of preventing an arms race and an armed conflict in outer space, and of preserving outer space as a peaceful environment. Thank you.